Okay, I've been fresh like Will Smith since 94 and I built this.
Yo, what's up? It's PJ Tucker. Welcome back to Sneaker Lounge. I got my girl, a real, real, real bucket, Enrique. Come through, chop it up. Appreciate you coming.
Appreciate you for having me.
For sure, for sure. Like your fit. Put that together. You always do. You always come through.
Yeah,
every time
I
see you, you be doing your thing.
Try to have a little something going on.
Yeah, what you got going today?
I got some Diesel sweatpants. This brand called Praying. Some clogs. This brand called Undercover. I got a Veil hoodie on under this and then a Levi jacket.
Hard. I like it. I like it. You always come through, though.
Shout out Essence. All day.
For sure. So when you're getting dressed, just for every day, not even like games and stuff, like when you're just getting dressed, like what you think about? What inspires you?
Yeah, type of vibe. I usually like cozy, so it depends on how cozy I want to be. But I probably start with like pants, then I go like shirt, then shoes. But just really whatever my vibe is that day, which
is feeling, right?
9 times out of 10 cozy for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. I love that. Even if like on game days, right? It's like the extra cozy days. Like,
yeah.
Just chilling,
game days got to be the night before because that'll stress me out. Like the days I do the day of the game, I'm always stressed out because, you know, the fit is important.
For
like
sure.
If you feel like you're not walking in looking good
for
the
sure.
whole game off. So game days, I try to give myself some more time.
You do it the night before?
Yeah.
For real?
You do a day of?
I got to.
Nah,
I gotta get
I got my routine. I don't wanna have to, like, cause sometimes it might take longer than what you think to find a fit.
Yeah, ooh, that's interesting. Cause I gotta do it the day of.
Nah.
Like, I hate the road because I don't know how I'm gonna feel.
I feel that.
So
I feel
like,
that. I feel that.
I can pack 2 fits, but then when I get there,
you wanna change
my
it
mood
all up.
Might be totally different. I'm not even feeling that. Like,
yeah.
And that's my worst, like,
yeah.
Oh my God, if I gotta put on something I don't wanna put on,
yeah.
It's like,
nah,
the worst.
Facts.
That's the worst shit ever. I'm like, oh my
facts.
God. Now I'm really stressed out.
Yeah.
I gotta go to the game feeling like that. So, like, I gotta wake up, you know what I'm saying? Get moving.
Right.
Then I gotta go, like, how I'm feeling. Now I can kind of vibe out.
It take me too long to be trying to throw that in the middle of the day.
That's good. Footwear, what's your favorite kicks? What's your top 3 kicks, let's say?
I have to say, number one, my PE, my basketball shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's orange. Got Milwaukee, my city on the back, my name on it, my family's name. So that's definitely number one.
Green City.
Yeah. And lifestyle-wise, probably, like, I put on slides all the time, honestly. So, like, those Nike utility slides, those are a go-to for me. And then, honestly, some Forces.
Yeah.
Those go with everything. Like,
everything.
If I don't know what shoe I want, I just bring out the white Forces, all whites,
yep.
Keep it simple.
Easy, comfy,
yeah.
Easy. That go along with your style, though. That's
yeah.
Good. Yeah. So, like, when you was growing up, what was, like, your favorite shoes to wear, like, on court?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they didn't have shoes like that. I mean, I ain't that old, but, like, when I was younger, we would just get whatever was on the East Bay magazine.
Yeah.
I was getting Hyper Dunks and all that stuff, like,
yeah.
Just the regular team shoes. But now, I like GT Cut 2s and the 3s. Those are super comfortable. And then Kobe's. Like,
yeah.
If it's not those, then it's Kobe's.
And it's Kobe's.
Yeah.
What did you wear in college?
Under Armour.
Under Armour, that's
yeah,
right.
It was
that's
tough.
Right. Yeah.
But I did like the Curry's, though. His were comfortable, like
yeah.
His specific one, but everything else.
I always say that in college where some people like, you got to wear those.
Yeah, you got to wear
like,
what you get.
I can't rock with that.
Yeah, but they can wear anything now, it seems like.
It's not like the sponsor schools?
Nah, they just... I mean, they still wear, like, they thing, but, like, we had more team shoes vibes. Like, most,
yeah.
Like, 5-6
mm-hmm.
people had the same shoes. Like,
mm-hmm.
You see somebody having the Grinches on in college,
yeah,
like,
nah,
reverse Grinches. Like,
they
able to get saucy for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you? Like, when you hooping, what shoes you feel like you got to put on and you feel like you like to play in?
You know me, I like to mix it up. So,
yeah.
A lot of times, like, I don't really be a certain thing. It's just my vibe. Same thing, like, how I get dressed. I do
yeah.
The same thing with the shoes, like. What I feel like wearing tonight, where we playing at, who
right.
I'm playing.
You base it off the city? Like, you get
yeah,
some?
Sometimes. Because, like, sometimes, like, if I'm playing Brian, I'm probably not going to win on Brian.
Yeah,
you know
well, yeah, for sure. Can't do that one.
So, yeah, so it's like sometimes being able to mix up, like, a city, like, if it was, like, a release playing in New York and it was, like, something that came out that was something based in New York or something to give that, like, little,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, a little twist, I'll do that. But outside of that, like, I'm just a Kobe.
Kobe, yeah.
Like, when it comes to hooping, like.
So you got a specific plug or you got multiple plugs? Because you really got every shoe. It can't just be one person getting you right like that.
I don't really got, like, plugs, like, per se. Like, I know people that get shoes and be having shoes and a lot of old stuff and
yeah.
Dealing, like, the sneaker community like that. But more times than not, it's not even like plugs, like being with Nike and the relationships Nike, built through that over that. The years. It's yeah. like a bunch of that. More, yeah. I'll say it's more of that than anything else.
Yeah.
Everybody always says, they're like, who your plug?
Nah, it gotta be plug? Somebody out of China or something that just got every shoe.
I don't got a plug, I swear. I got some friends that got some stuff, but yeah. I don't got a plug though.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. So in your locker room, like, I know my locker is pretty messy. You got, like, how many shoes do you keep in there at once type thing?
I don't know, because it's so messy, dog. Yeah, it really is. Too. I be feeling bad. Like
I got two.
Yeah, that's why I got two, too. Yeah. Like, so it'd be like, and me, like, it's a locker in between me and PG. So PG got a bunch of shoes, too. Right. So our little corner is like a teenage girl room. Like, shoes everywhere. So probably like, and I swap out. So we got like a big room in the back where like most of the shoes are. So I like to like visually see stuff that I'm thinking about wearing. Yeah. So I like take probably 20 to 30 pairs.
Dump them,
bring another 20, like rotation, you know what I'm saying? Just, even if I don't wear them, I like to see them, like see ones I'm thinking about wearing with different colorways and stuff. Like,
I thought I was specific and picky. You might got me for sure.
But y'all, do y'all practice where y'all play at?
Yeah.
See, that's a big, big plus, because I always was at teams where we practiced where we played. When it's separate,
you gotta figure out what to bring. That's different.
So my shoe bag is like 24 pairs. Yeah. So I gotta like at shoot around or like the day before, I gotta swap them out so they can take my bag. So I might even have shoes at the practice facility that I want to wear, but that's way out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so you gotta make sure they're in the bag so they can take it to the arena.
24 bag shoe bag.
You see what? Y'all
24,
got
the, but that's bag. For the team.
Yeah, I got one of them for myself.
That's nuts.
Every game.
Wow.
Every game. Wow. So, but I maintain it though. Like, I swap them out myself.
Obviously, you have every shoe. Like, how you decide, I want this one, I don't want this one, I think this one's hard?
That's just based off pure, like, what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't nothing else. Like,
right.
A lot of people, like, I did for some years though, like, just get everything. Collect. Like, I would just get everything. Like, everything that came out, I would just get everything. But that gets so out of control that you just. Now it's like picking and choosing. So now I'm way more choosy because I just don't got room for nothing. Like,
so you won't cop no shoes that you don't feel like
you're going to wear? Never getting no shoe that I don't love.
Yeah.
If I don't like, not even if I like it. If I like it, I'm probably still not going to get it.
Yeah.
I got to love it for me to get it.
Right.
Now at this point.
Right.
But before, like,
he's I was getting everything.
Everything that came out, every color. If I liked it, I need every one of them. That's dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous.
That's dangerous. I've been a W fan for a very long time. Like back in the day, they like Houston Comets, Tina Thompson, them. Like that was my vibe. And then playing in Phoenix, I was a Mercury fan going to all the games there. So I've always been a big fan. Me and my best friend was just talking when you was coming up. It was like, yo. He's like, yo, remember where we was at when you hit the game winners? I remember where we was at. We was talking about it. It's crazy. It's crazy. With all the growth in the WNBA and, you know, the direction it's going right now, you being a big part of that, how you feel about it?
Yeah, I think it's dope to just see the shift but actually be a part of the shift. Like, we kind of shift in the culture with women's basketball and, you know, what they thought it was or, you know, what their ideas are. But now, like, I think the more, you know, popular it's getting, the more people are tuning in and seeing, like, oh, these women can really play, and it's exciting. So I'm glad, like, I still got, you know, a lot more years in the league, and I'm able to help grow it to, you know, what it can be, because it can be huge.
Just the growth in the last few years, like,
yeah,
I get so much more attention. Like, I feel like even back 10 years ago, it just wasn't.
Even people, my rookie year, and I've been in the league for 5 years. Like, from there to now, it's crazy.
Yep, it's crazy. And see it, like, for me to, like, be a fan and see it, like, the way it's grown.
Yeah.
It's been dope because even y'all tunnel, like, y'all having tunnel phase. Y'all doing, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, that same energy. And I think now it's just going to just turn up even more because y'all, I mean, so many good players.
Right.
Some more good, like, more young talent coming in, but even some of the older vets, like, really a lot of talent in the league. In the playoffs this year was fun as shit.
I thought it was excited. Dope.
Yeah, so
it was great.
It's gonna go crazy, I think. We really talking hoops now. All right, you got an ISO, game on the line. I feel like I know what you're gonna say, but what you feel like your go-to move is?
Step back.
Step back for sure. You should have stepped back.
Step back on the left side, most likely, but I guess it really doesn't matter. But a little cross or some, and then step back.
Step back. You always
step back. Always do that.
You like James with the step back.
Yeah, bro, nah, it's like they know it's coming too, but like you still can't stop it.
Nothing you gonna do about it. Ain't nothing you gonna do about it. I love that. Yeah, obviously that's where I know you from, like the back-to-back buzzer beaters. Do you feel like that's what like really put you on the map, or? Like, you was getting work before that, though, mm-hmm. so, like, that was just, like, magnified, like, just put the...
Yeah. I think, like, more in-house is, like, oh, this is a hooper over here, because, I mean, I did well my first 2 years, but it was college at the end of the day. Like, it wasn't... Nobody really paying attention unless they, like, in your city, a big fan of it. So, like, that happened, and then it was, like, news and ESPN and all that. I think that really, like, kind of kick-started it for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. It'd be like that, too, like, those moments that kind of...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where you just get everybody looking, and now it's like you heard. You know what I'm saying?
Right, facts. Nah, for sure.
I love that. You still, what is it, fifth? You said fifth
I'm
year?
I'm about to start my sixth. Yeah.
6 year. It may be a little early for that, but you still, like, I don't know if you can feel like somebody kind of resemble your game, or like you can see yourself in somebody. You so young.
Yeah,
though.
I'm like, right. I feel like I'm talking so like a 10-year. Like, I'm still, you know, coming into the player I am.
Yeah,
like, I think I'm about to touch my prime now type thing. But I say players, like, obviously I consider myself a bucket. So players in college that are bucket, Caitlin Clark, like, obviously everybody knows her. Just how she can create her own shot. I feel like that we have some similarities. Really, everybody in the league, honestly, once you take that step from college to you can create something, that's why you're a pro. But I think, like, just how she you know, love to score and can score, I think, yeah, I'll say, if I had to. But,
for
I
sure.
mean, we're not the same player at all.
No.
But she's a bucket getter. So I compare bucket,
yeah,
to a bucket.
Yeah, 100%. It's interesting because you can, like, she a bucket, you a bucket. Y'all totally different.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that being able to go get your own bucket, like, really being able to see that, like, like, I'm a defender. Like, I love, like, watching where people know what's coming and they can't stop you no matter what. Like, you know she going to shoot it deep and you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, she still do it,
right? Yeah, that's
crazy. But that just shows how elite, like, players can be. And, like, just how hard professional in general. Like, everybody watches the same film. You play the same team 3-4 times, yet they still get into their regular bag and you still can't stop it. Like, players are just elite.
I was experienced on the Ellen Show when Kobe surprised you.
Yeah, nah, it was great, especially being in college. Like, that was, you know, I wasn't ever on a TV show before that, something like that. Maybe, like, little news in my city or something. But, you know, going on there and then meeting my favorite player. I knew he was at the Final Four. I knew he was watching the game, but I wasn't able to meet him that weekend. So just all of that and meeting him was probably, like, a huge highlight in my life so far.
Yeah, that was dope. I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
So what's next? I mean, obviously, going to be your sixth season. How you feeling? What you feeling is going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal for everybody is to get a championship, so that got to be the only next step, like, is, you know, to get one of those. So I'll definitely say that's what it is.
For sure. Oh, you feel like your team going in the right direction now to get that?
Oh, yeah. Like, from my rookie year to now, like, we're a totally different team. We made it to semifinals last year, so if we can just keep building off of that, I think this year is going to be a really good year for us.
Definitely got to talk about the tunnel fits. I was talking about evolution of how much – eyes on you guys now, you know, people really paying attention. You know, what goes into that for you?
Yeah, just honestly what I like, I'm not really like it gotta be designer or this. Like, if it's something that's $20 and it looks hard, like, I'm gonna wear it type thing. So I think fashion just comes with, like, what you can put together with whatever you have. Like, it really doesn't have to be expensive. Like, I know some fly people that can dress, like, cheap type thing, better than people who wearing Gucci, Louis, and all that.
Yeah.
You see it. How they walk in the NBA, just because you got money don't mean you can dress.
No,
so definitely just, you know, whatever I'm feeling, but whatever I think looks fly and put together, then I'm going to wear it.
Yeah, I love that. People get that confused. I know.
Very much.
Times, like,
they get confused.
Just because you spend money on stuff.
Right.
That is dope, and that is not the case.
That's not the case at all. That's not the case at all.
You got some expensive shit on for sure.
Big time. So your fits, like, how you come up with your, not even just game day, but, like, everyday fits type thing?
Like I said earlier, I really go off my emotion, how I'm feeling. Like, how I dress is how I'm feeling that day. Sneakers is the last thing I do, so I get the clothes first, and then I find some shoes to go with it. But I think that's the fun with fashion, being able to, like, tell a story every day.
Yeah.
How you feeling? I feel like it's, like, a way to extend myself without having to say anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially on game days, it's always like that. Just the vibes for the day. and that really started from like getting dressed to go to games, like a mindset, right? It's like a mindset for the game. Like you looking good, like I'm gonna look good, play good. I'm focused, I'm going to work, right? It's like I'm going to work. It ain't like I'm going to my game. It's like I'm going to work, right? It's my job. Mm. So I'm gonna dress accordingly. So what's one of your most memorable sneaker pickups? Like something that just meant something a lot to you or just something that you always wanted that you got?
Yeah. I had to say my brother got me, I honestly forgot what they called, but it's those red, white, blue, and black Jordan 1s. Yeah, I don't remember what they called. That was my favorite shoe for a while, but he got them for me for Christmas one time. So I'll say that.
You didn't know he was going to get them?
Yeah, nah, I didn't. No, he actually really surprised me. So I'll say that shoe.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope. For me, I'll probably say, because you love Kobe too, so I got so many Kobe stories. He got hurt. Mm. When he tore his Achilles, right? And I was already wearing them a lot, but that year after he got hurt, we had the same Nike rep, and he called me like, yo, Kobe gonna send you some stuff? I'm like, oh, all right, bet.
Yeah.
And he sent like all his personal PEs for the rest of the season, all to me. So I like get there like, he didn't tell me at first, and I opened the box, it was so many boxes, and it was all Kobe colorways, though. It was crazy.
Wow. Did you wear them, or are you?
Yeah, I did. I wore them.
I wore all of them.
Oh, my God. What? And back then, you just didn't think it was ever going to stop.
Right.
So it was like, I'll wear a pair, walk off the court, sign them, give them away.
Give them away.
Like, I'm still sick about it to this day. Like, if I'd have known this is, man, I would have kept every pair, though.
Dang. Gave them away. All of them.
Yep.
Dang.
I appreciate you stopping by, chopping up with me. It's been a pleasure. Good luck this season. Know you're going to do your thing. I'll definitely be watching.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Good luck the rest of the season, too.
I appreciate it.
Okay, I've been fresh like Will Smith since 94, and I built this.